This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. By this time, your veggie garden is nearly compost. Or is it? Brussels sprouts are always late in the season. I've grown the variety Octia, and while they were good, for me, the plants take up more garden space than I care to give up. Harvest the root crops you plan on eating soon, but you can leave some carrots, late-planted radishes, beets, and turnips in the ground for winter harvest. Once the topsoil has become crunchy with frost, mulch those root crops with straw, then harvest at will, or until the ground has frozen to the point where you just can't dig them out. You could be munching on a fresh carrot in December. If you plan on keeping your tomatoes green, store them in a cool spot about 55 degrees in humid air. You can also store sweet potatoes and winter squash this way. I once lived in an old farmhouse that still had a root cellar. Frankly, it was actually the best room in that house. Anyway, some folks are making a modern version of the root cellar in their newer homes. You can do this by insulating a basement room that has two outside walls and closing off heat to the room. If you've got an asparagus bed, leave the stems and leaves. They help catch snow, which makes for an excellent mulch. If your rhubarb is still around, you can make one more rhubarb harvest before a killing frost. It won't hurt your plant, and the stems are still good. Once we've had a hard frost, cut the plant back and remove any debris. Cut back any vines or stalks from your veggie garden to eliminate any disease issues and get that compost working in your veggie garden. Check out GardenBite.com for more information, favorite links, and recipes. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.